Melania Trump, Mike Pompeo Honor International Women Symbols of Courage. By Michelle Moons on March 8, 2019. First Lady Melania Trump and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo honored women from around the globe Thursday with State Department International Women of Courage Awards. Mrs. Trump lauded the record number of women elected to Congress, the lowest female unemployment in 65 years, and that more women are working now than in November 2016, saying, "This is something to celebrate. I believe courage is one of the qualities we need most in society. It is what propels us forward," said the First Lady. "Courage is what divides those who only talk about change from those who actually act the change." She described the women being honored as symbols of courage. 10 women were presented with the International Women of Courage Awards and 2 additional honorees were named. Pompeo recounted the bravery of women in Iran who removed their headscarves in 2018 in the face of great risk. Last year, right around this time, dozens of women across Iran took to city streets to protest the law requiring them to wear the hijab in public at all times. In an exercise of their freedom, these courageous women removed their hijabs in front of cameras, their faces clearly visible. They did so knowing the brutality of their leaders. And sure enough, a year ago tomorrow, on International Women's Day, state police swarmed their protest. Many women were arrested. Some faced torture and beatings in jail. At least one was sentenced to 20 years behind bars, and others were forced to flee abroad. The plight of these Iranian women is just one example of the danger facing many women and of the courage so often shown in the face of it. Women of Iran were among 2 2019 Women of Courage honorees along with Katerina Hnatchuk of Ukraine who dedicated her journalism career to uncovering and calling out corruption and lost her life after an acid attack in the midst of doing so. The secretary described each of the 10 award recipients and their examples standing tall in the face of extraordinary adversity. Each of the 10 women were called one by one from their seats on the stage to receive their award from the secretary and first lady. Razia Sultana, Bangladesh, Nanya Paul, Burma, Mumina Hussein Darar, Djibouti, Magda Gulburn Gorgi, Egypt, Khalida Khalaf Hanna Altwal, Jordan, Olivera Lakic, Montenegro, Florida Maria Vega Zapata, Peru, Marini de Oliveira, Sri Lanka, Anahenka, Tanzania, and Sister Orla Treacy, Ireland. Following the official award ceremony and meetings or interviews with government officials, NGOs, media, and others in Washington, D.C., EWAC honorees will travel to individual U.S. cities on the International Visitor Leadership Program, IVLP, according to the State Department. American organizations and businesses will host EWAC awardees and collaborate with them on strategies and ideas to empower women both in the United States and abroad. The awardees will reconvene in Los Angeles for a closing ceremony before returning to their home countries. The award was first given in 2007. The event celebrated these women one day ahead of International Women's Day. Michelle Moons is a White House correspondent for Breitbart News. Follow on Twitter @MichelleDiana and Facebook.